Good morning, everybody. And what a glorious morning it is. The sun is shining, and we are here to praise our Lord Jesus. And if you could stand here and see all your lovely smiling faces, you would feel the joy that I feel. And today we are so pleased to have the band back with us. We missed you so much last week. So we did. We missed you. So here you are. Thank you so much, Derek, who are leading us in band worship today. And today is our harvest festival, as you can see. And any food gratefully received will be donated to Reach. Does anybody not know or heard of Reach? Does everybody know about Reach in our town? Everybody? That's really good. So at the moment, can you turn off your mobiles, please, or put them to silent whilst we're in service? And I'd like to say a huge thank you to everybody who had a part in yesterday's preparing for our festival supper up in the hall. It was absolutely lovely. And the work, the dedication that so many put into this joyful evening. If you didn't come, well, I'm sorry you didn't come, because you would have really enjoyed it. And perhaps you can come next year. And perhaps next year we could have more people saying, I want to help. We want young people with lots of energy to say, yes, I want to be part of that supper. Because that's what we do in this church. Everybody to muck in and just help as much as you can. Everybody here today, every single person has a gift to offer your lovely church. And don't be afraid to ask anybody, what can I do? I had a message in the week, a text from a person who said, I've only been coming a month, but I want to help. I want to help the church. What can I do? What jobs can I do? And I was completely bowled over by that, because I thought, how wonderful, and that's what we need. So don't be afraid, just join in. And today in the hall, when you go for your refreshments, there's some food left over. So please help yourself, and we want it all gone. Now, I don't think there's any other notices. Has anybody got any notices today? No? Okay, then. So I will make sure. I don't want to leave anything. Oh, one important thing. I believe every Friday there's a practice for the band. Yeah, sometimes, is it?
Generally,
every Friday. You can always check with Derek. From 6:30 to about 8 p.m. And if you like singing and you want to sing, please come and see and join in. And Derek would love to have you. You don't have to be an operatic singer or anything, but if you enjoy singing, do come along, Derek. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think that's all. And now I'd like to hand you over to our minister, Reverend Moses John. With great pleasure.
So official there, so Reverend Moses John. Here we are. Good to see you. Good to see you all. And today is a harvest service. So it's going to be an all-age worship. It's always a bit of tricky. Sometimes trying to pitch it for the children, sometimes try to pitch it for the adults, and you never get it right. But hopefully we are going to join in together. That's something that you can take home, as you take home some food as well. We are going to have some food for the thoughts. And the harvest is a special celebration that we thank God for this. And when I look at this food, it makes me happy. I don't know why, but it does make me happy. We are going to sing and praise the Lord. So we are going to worship the Lord. We are going to start off with the reading psalm. I thought it would be reading psalm. Chapter 65, and we'll do that from there.
Who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. When morning dawns, when evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops.
You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance.
The grasslands of the wilderness overflow, the hills are clothed with gladness.
The meadows are covered with flocks, and their body is a mantle of grain. They shout for your joy and
Amen. Let's stand and sing together and join with the creation. With the joy. We are going to have a Bible reading from Isaiah chapter 40. Let's see here.
To whom you will compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing.
Amen. It's wonderful. Now, as you know, it's a harvest service, so I brought some vegetables with me. Here we are. And some, I thought maybe some young or younger tot, they can come and help me out. And I want you to, do you want to come there? Anybody, children, want to come and help me? Or find out? Oh, come on then. Oh, come on then. Okay, here we are. This is where. Do you know, yesterday I had a profound conversation while we were eating food. And one little girl told me, what is her favorite food? Can you believe? I was expecting this kind of puddings. You know what she said? She said broccoli. Yeah. The world is going upside down. And I'm literally just thinking, which family are you coming from? Definitely. I think that really opened my eyes. So I'm not going to assume that you're not going to like not vegetables.
I love broccoli.
You like broccoli as well, do you? Wow. Do you know it looks green?
Yeah.
Yeah, still like it. Okay. Here we are. So, does anyone know? What is this?
A potato.
It's a potatoes, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do with it?
Eat it.
Raw? You cook it. Okay, what do you make out of this potato? What kind of mood?
It's
mashed potato. What did you say?
Fries.
Fries. Oh, yeah, of course, fries. Yeah, what else?
Mashed potatoes.
That's it. So if you are going to eat it, that's what you do. What if you have to plant it, what do you do?
Yeah.
You have to put it in the ground, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, in this potato, it's just normal looking potatoes.
Yeah,
yeah. He's excited. Okay, here you go, potato. Can you make some chips for him when you go home, please? Yeah. But this potato, it has got sometimes there's some sprouts comes out, isn't it? Do you know that some sprouts comes out?
No.
You don't know. I think they're cooking nicely. But you know, if you leave it for 2 weeks at home, the sprouts comes out. And it's got a different name for that sprouts. Do you know? Don't look at the screen. I wasn't mad there. So do you know what is it called when the sprouts comes out? There's a name for it when the sprouts comes out. Bolton. Bolting. I didn't know that. That's what, don't go to scientific words that you're using me. What is it? What do you, that's the word you say when the sprouts comes out. You call it eyes, yeah? Eyes. And that thought would be nice to think of during harvest time. What does that mean? The potato with eyes. It reminds... Okay, let me say something before you go to the another vegetable. Okay? This, eyes reminds us our own eyes. what do you see? During harvest time. You see, I don't know about you, me as a naturally born as a man, I don't look at things when my wife changes the whole house. I come home from work, she changed even the dining room sometime. And I just eat for a week and I not notice. And then I notice, where is the table gone? I don't know about you. I'm a very selective seeing things. But sometimes in life also, sometimes we forget to see things. Do you not think? When especially something goes wrong in your life, you know, the problem gets more attention, but the blessings get less attention. Is that true? Yeah? Blessings gets less attention, and to look at the problem, or somebody poked your eyes in your school, that's what the most biggest problem, and I say, I don't want to go back to school again. But you don't think about the good things that happens around you. And that's why the harvest reminds you, look around it, like the psalmist saying, not one of them missing. I look at the wonders of God's creation around me. God has given me the wonderful family, wonderful children who eats lots of potatoes, who eats broccoli, and who also he has given a good friends. You know, sometimes the blessings get degraded when the problem upgraded. Is that true? Yeah. I think that's what it reminds us. This harvest is good to look on the good things that happens around you and say thank you. Do you know what I say thank you for? Every time I come to work in this building, I say particular things I say thank you for. Can anyone guess? No, let me tell you. My office is there, and it's got a big window on the top. I can look through the ceiling, right? And there's a big crane working on top of me. And I thank God that it's not falling on my head. Every day I do thank God for that. That's not falling on my head because it's so fragile. Believe me, they make a lot of noise. And there are other things that you can say thank you for when you look around things. Happens around you. Lord, thank you that my children coming home safely. Yeah? Lord, I thank you that I can breathe. I can stand up. And I thank you that I can eat wonderful food. And thank you for the farmers. Yeah? That's the one thing. I'll stop talking now. Let me tell you something else that you can look at. Do you know what is this?
Corn.
Yeah. Do you like, anybody know, don't like corn?
I like corn.
Do you like?
I like corn.
Please, that doesn't go with my subject. Somebody said no. It's everybody likes it. But actually, the next one is, the corn has got, I couldn't find the proper corn, how it looks like. You know, it's like a corn on the cob. This is what. But actually, there's a word for it. It's ear. Oh, yeah, sweet corn. But ear of corn, when you look at that like that, it's apparently look like, say, ear. And that's what they call ear of corn. Can you see it? Is that, does it look like my ear? No? That does look green, though. Yeah. But it's apparently, the corn, when you look at this corn, it reminds you of ear of corn. I wonder what is that reminds of, our hearing, what we hear. During this harvest time, when you go home, things that you can hear. I don't know about you, I have a selective hearing. Yeah? I have very selective hearing, especially when one wife shouts at me when I do make a mess. But here, hearing is very important. What do you hear? Because sometimes enemy asks you to listen to something else, the discouragement. Things that you get it wrong. Things that you do fail. But God wants you to remember and hear the good things that he talks about you. Yeah? And that's what the harvest reminds us. Hear the good things. And God has been speaking to you. In Jeremiah tells you, you know what? When you're walking on the street, you can hear whether you turn left or right. Yeah, and that's a promise is given us that you can hear. This is the way we walk in it. This is a lifestyle of doing things. Every time we walk on it, and God speaks to us in our ears, hey, listen to that advice and ignore the other things. that's the noise around the world tells you things that you are not that good enough. But listen to the things that what I am talking about you. Listen to the things around you. There's a good things around you. And that's good music. When you go out, the things that brings joy, that you can listen to those things. Don't we? And that's why this harvest reminds us, make sure, look at the things what God wants us to look at. And hear the things what God wants you to hear. Okay? And now, I just thought I can just give you a little bit of a song. That's something that you can join with me in these songs. This is a song we are going to sing freely that we receive. Freely we are going to give it to the Lord. Is that true? And apparently in African tradition, when you're giving offering, you dance as you bring around. Is that right? Is that true? Yeah? You are allowed to dance, by the way. But don't fall on people. But you can bring on the aisle, just leave the presents and the gifts that you all bring. Did you all bring gifts, something? Did you all bring tins or something? Yes, yes, you got something. Anything that you can go back to the seat and come back later after the song, so you can bring those gifts during the song. Shall we do that? As a part of we offering to the Lord, Lord, thank you for the gifts, and we want to bless others with these gifts. Okay? Let's sing freely. Sing freely. Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. I'm hoping as you go home in your car, this is the song that's going to be in your head. Freely that we have received, freely we can give. We are going to have another Bible reading from Matthew chapter 22.
Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophet hang on these two commandments.
Amen. Thank you. That's wonderful. That's a good reading, by the way. We are coming to the last 2 points that one. So I thought that's something that I can show you. I'm assuming everybody know what it is. Banana. Exactly. Banana. So this bunch of bananas, there's got another name for this. Do you know what it is? Hands. That's it. Hands of bananas. They call hands of bananas, they say. See, I'm learning lots of things when I research things. That reminds you, do you know what kind of parts of the body reminds us? Our hands, right? And this is again, the harvest reminds us our hands. So it's not about just seeing what God is saying to us, the needs of the world that we see, and see things what other people don't notice, but not only hear what God is asking you to do, but also use our hands to bless people. Yeah? And that's important. That's what the harvest is all about. If you look at the scripture, it's all this principle follows from the Old Testament, like in the harvest. First of all, they rejoice, harvest it. And the ones you harvest, you thank God for this. And then you set a portion for God. And also when you are harvesting it, you leave something for people behind. That's always the principle from the beginning to the end in the Bible. So that's what the harvest for us is. What do you do with our hands? How do we help people? How do we be God's hand? What God wants us to do things and put love into action. That was his important. Even, in fact, when shaking hands with people, apparently there's a kind of like a peace treaty. That's what it comes from, apparently. Shaking someone's hand. You know, sometimes you don't like shaking hands. But you know, when you have shaking hands, it's apparently you make peace with others. It's almost saying, I want to know you. Help me, I will reveal to myself to you, and I want to know you more. So that's a kind of our Christian journey, like our hands, the way things that we do to others. How do we help? Not just be listening and seeing, but make sure we are the people in this church that we are also into action. Yeah? And that's wonderful things to do. That's what the harvest is all about. Harvest is the reminder what God has already said in this principle of harvest. And the final one I was going to say, this one. Do you know what is this, anyone? Does anyone favorite children like cabbage? You do, yes. Do you like cabbage? No. It doesn't look, it's a, yeah, exactly. This cabbage, and apparently it's got a name for it. When you cut in the middle, there's a something in it, and there's a name, heart. Yeah, heart of cabbage, they say. Heart of cabbage. See, that's what it happens. It's a heart of cabbage. Again, I don't want to preach about this heart of cabbage, because heart is important, right? Heart is, and that's what the scripture we read, Matthew chapter 22, is about. Where is your heart is? First of all, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Why is that? It's not easy. When you love God, give God what it belongs to him. Yeah? And that's important. This is the harvest time. We love the Lord. What are the ways that we can love God? Anybody can help me out? What are the ways that we can show that we love God? Yes? Pray. Okay. Yes, somebody put that hands up. Yes? Shout out. Sorry? I've gone quiet. As soon as you spotlight. Yes? Come on. God of love. Yes, yeah, the God of love. Yes, you show your love. And what are the ways that we can show that we love God? Yes? Yes, you can help others and make it to the poor people. Because that's what James chapter 2 would say, isn't it? How could you show that you love God, but you ignore the people next to you? Yeah? How could you say that you love God, but you hate your brother who's standing next to you? So, in a way, if you think that you love God, make sure that it's flow from that in this harvest time. If you claim yourself you are a Christian, make sure that you love your neighbors next door to you. Make sure your street knows that you are a Christian. Not just buying, not putting the nice suit on and for the collar on, coming back. Oh, they are going to church. No, the way you live. That's what they should know. That you are a Christian, somebody who live next door to me. Yeah? That's the kind of things that God wants. Just love me first. And then that love will overflow and love others. It is not easy to love people, let me tell you. It is not, especially when they are not loving back to you. Yeah? That's always the case. Because if you look at our intention of loving others, there's always some kind of strings attached. You know, when you love your children, that you think about, when they grow up, they look after me. You know, when you love your parents, at least they'll buy me a computer for Christmas. You know, there's always some kind of strings attached. That's what our love, our human nature of loving others. But God expects even more. Especially, love the people, you don't get the love back from them. That is bit hard going. And that's what they didn't like Jesus. The disciples, the people that who followed Jesus, they didn't like it. This is a hard preaching. How can I love somebody that who doesn't love me back? You know what? This is the harvest that should remind you. How do you love? And we are going to give to the people. We don't even know who is going to enjoy this blessing. But we are going to bless. And we are going to share God's generosity to the people that don't, they might not love you back. But we are going to give it to them. And that's why sometimes I've been in the church, they do anonymous things. They don't put the names and just give generous things to bless people. Then they get to see everybody's like an angel. Because they think, where this gift come from? And then praise God for those things. And that's what is important. Let our worship turn into the love overflows and flows down as a river and bless our streets and our community. And a heavy hill can be the place where people just reflect God's love in our actions. And that's what I wanted to encourage you. This harvest, let that be a place. Let us make sure, see what God wants you to see, so that we are not just singing like, you know, Psalm says, taste and see, isn't it? Taste and see how good our God is. We are very good at tasting, but not seeing things where it's come from. Yeah? And that's what is important that we see, and also hearing what God has to say to us, so that we can obey, and also we use our actions, our hands to bless people, and make sure our heart is in the right place, so that our harvest can be a fulfilling time. Don't let that be just for this week off. Make sure that at least this goes over the month, blessing other people during this harvest. Now, I'm going to stop talking. We are going to action song. We are talking about action. I might not be popular in this church, but I'm going to show you some action song. And most people may think, action song is not a proper worship. Let me tell you something. We can use our every sense. When you go and watch a football, you don't sit down quietly, very serenely saying, well done, my team scored. Good on you. God bless. You don't do that. You just jump up and down, right? When you score your goal, that's what you do. When you receive the goodness of God, you just reflect in your actions, yeah? And we are going to sing, Nothing is Too Big for God. Yeah? Nothing is too big for the Lord, or nothing too little for His care. Have you heard this song before? Anybody? My children know. Okay. The action goes kind of like this. And I'm expecting everybody to at least give it a try. Yeah? Nothing too big for His power. Nothing too little for His care. Like a cross sign. And nothing too big for His power. Nothing too teeny weeny for His care. I might be making a mistake here. And then, nothing too big for His power. That's like somebody you're hugging. So nothing to hug somebody, people. Yeah? So God's love is big for everybody. He hugs everybody. His love is everybody. And then the next section, nothing too big here, pushing the mountain. Action. So nothing's too big for Him to push the mountain. Yeah, we know it's all scriptural, but we are just using action. Okay? And God of the big, make yourself a big, if you try. And then make yourself little. God of the little. And God of the some, somewhere in the middle. Yeah? God of the sum, somewhere in the middle. And then, what is the other verse there? God of the little, God of the sum, somewhere in the middle. And He cares you and loves you more than you will ever know. Okay? Simple. So I'm going to ask my children, because they don't have an option, to come and help me. So they hear you. Come on, Jessica, Josie Grace. I got the right one here. So you're going to help me to do the actions. You are going to sing along with me. You are not just going to be entertainment. You are going to be joining with me. Is that all right? Shall we stand and do that together? Let's stand. Let's play the song. See. Well done. Thank you. Please sit down. Definitely. Definitely my food is digested from last night. Thank you for joining in, by the way. It's a bit of fun. But this is a time that children can join in as well. So this is a part of things that we show this message, saying children are valued like Jesus would. I like to believe Jesus would have been doing the same thing with the children, wouldn't he? Because He loved His children and make sure they are valued, and we want them to grow in love with God. Yeah? We don't want them to think church is boring, do we? We want them to grow and encounter God in a way they can experience the love of God in their own way. Okay? So we are going to say a prayer. We are going to ask Joshua to come and say a prayer. Let's pray for other people.
Let us pray. God of all creation and God of the harvest, we thank You for our daily bread and all who work to bring Your harvest home. We pray for those whose harvest is poor, whose crops have withered, whose water is tainted, whose children starve. Help those who bring relief. Forgive our deafness to the cries of the hungry, and help us listen as you do. Show us what needs to be done and how to share your generosity with others. Remind us that we do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Help us to know that we are loved so that we can love others in the same way that you love us. As we acknowledge the goodness surrounding us, guide our hearts towards your kingdom of love and justice, inspiring us to fulfill your will on earth as our Savior did. So, we say together the prayer that he taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as if in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. We are going to sing a couple of songs as we finish our service. Everyone needs compassion. Just thank you, Lord, as we join in with the creation and praising you, sing a song of praise and remembering everything that you made, everything that we received from you, we are giving back to you with gratitude. Here we are, Lord, as the evidence, the blessings that you have given us, and we want to bless others. Bless these gifts wherever it goes. Lord, I pray you feed the hungry and let them be satisfied with your grace. But also, Lord, you come with us as we go home and you guide us. As we enter into our home, you transform us so that we can see things with your eyes and we can hear with your ears and we can speak with your mouth so that we can be the body of Christ in this world, proclaiming the good news until your reign come back here, fully established on this earth. So the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you now and always. Amen. Amen. So go in peace, in love, and serve the Lord with joy. Amen.